I must admit, I'm never very clear about this key word in many languages, because this refers to where we are now, and depending on how you think about it, depending on whether you're thinking of your window, or your form, or your function, it's not entirely clear what this means. It's not entirely clear to me. So we've seen an example of this already in essentially these constructors, where it has the same syntax as Java, where this refers to arguments of the current function. When you write things for forms, this effectively corresponds, I believe, to the object within the form. So here you have an example of so here we have a link where we have an onClick, and this refers to that particular link object. It does not refer to the form which contains that. There wouldn't be a form. It does not refer to the document that contains that link object. I guess this. So this. Well, if we actually just looked at this particular line. So let's see how this works. So if we look at this onClick, it calls a routine I wrote called setURL with this, where this refers to the JavaScript object, which is this link. If you look at up at this function, notice that the JavaScript object called link has various properties, one of which is href, because when you write a link, you just said href equals something, name equals something, target equals something. So when I write, when I say set URL of obj, obj.target, that's entirely equivalent to writing in the HTML less than sign a target equals something. So this allows me to write a function which sets the target and href of this particular link. So this really seems silly, because I could have also put these variables, because here I only have preset objects to be the target and the href properties of a link. But if I, in a more interesting example, I would have used some arithmetic and probably some conditionals to decide which value of href and which particular target frame to use. So in the other, again, this is sort of looking a little ahead. We've already seen the so-called event handler onClick, which basically is invoked when you click your mouse at that link. There's also a variable name called. There's also a handler called onMouseOver. If you think about Netscape browsers, when you scan your mouse over a link, you see on the bottom some information, typically the URL corresponding to that link. So the way you do something like that. So here I have onMouseOver, which invokes the event handler when the mouse is over the link, and then it says window.status, and so status is a property of the window object, and that property is the thing, is this stuff here, the stuff at the bottom of the browser, and so it sets the status, so this particular thing says set the status line of the window to be URL set dynamically in subroutine set URL. You could have actually invoked set URL and find out, you could have invoked another routine which actually set the actual value of the URL if you wanted to and put it on the status line. There used to be a rule, I do not honestly know whether it's still true, that you must have a return true in such an event handler. So that illustrates several features. It illustrated how we could use the this command here so that our function did set the target and href of this link, which is what we want to do. And then it also illustrated yet another event handler called onMouseOver, which is obviously a useful event handler.